come Thursday, we need your help. You have come through every year, and thank you in advance as we help out Providence House, and we literally fill the truck. Natalie Leakes Nelson with me on the hotline. Natalie, good morning. Before we get to the truck and Thursday, let's remind everybody about Providence House, because truly every child is your child, right?
That's right. Thanks for having me on this morning.
And the mission of Providence House.
Sure. Really, our in a nutshell, it's to keep kids safe and families together. So we're a crisis nursery, and families that are facing crisis like homelessness, domestic violence, substance abuse, mental health disorders can bring their children to us for free, voluntarily. We don't take custody of children. And while children live with us for up to 2 months at a time, we work intensively with the parent to get them into treatment, find housing, find employment, to really create some safety and stability in the home again so their children can safely come back. And 98% of our families successfully reunite with their children after their service at Providence House.
Which is the key, getting everybody back together after this situation has passed, right?
That's right.
And Providence House is in need of so many things. Let me ask you about volunteering first. Do you need help?
We always need help. So we have a ton of volunteer opportunities. We have people that are screened and trained and work directly with the children right alongside our child care staff. We have folks that volunteer at our special events. We have groups that come and do a done-in-a-day project for us on our campus. So just lots and lots of ways, administrative support. There's a lot of information on our website under our volunteer link about all the different ways that we can engage the community. Every year, about 400 volunteers somehow touch our organization.
Provhouse.org, the website. Now, I've got you on this morning, and Triv's been talking about this as well, because Thursday we're going to have a truck out here in the parking lot, and I want to get the word out this morning on people buying, picking up some things. Maybe it's already something you got at the house. What do you need that we can put in that truck?
So we have our wish list on our website at provhouse.org. What we're really in need of right now are kitchen garbage bags. My campus guy called me yesterday and said, tell him we need kitchen garbage bags. Kitchen garbage bags, paper towels, shorts, summer shorts for children. And we're birthed through 12 years old. So some of our kiddos are big enough that they're wearing men's smalls, boy larges. And we also always need non-perishable food items, fruit juices, canned fruit, cups of fruit, soup. So you name it. The way I kind of frame it is we've got 30 children at a time that live with us. So think about running a house with 30 children and everything you need, from household supplies to diapers and formula to the clothes for the kids. Every child gets a brand new backpack or suitcase. We can always use those, and they're filled with 5 new sets of clothes, shoes, underwear, outerwear, toiletries. So all that stuff, generally, we try to get donated so that the dollars that we do receive can go into paying the child care staff that take such great care of the kids.
Thursday, we'll have the truck here, Rockside Road, just off near 77 on Oak Tree Boulevard at the iHeart Studios. And we'll start at 9, and with your help, we'll get that truck filled to help out Providence House, provhouse.org, if you want some more info. That'll be on Thursday, so you got a couple days to get some things and help us out on Thursday. Natalie, thank you and all the volunteers at Providence House.
Thanks
much.
All right, see you Thursday.